Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Lauren and Jazz with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, powerful wind gusts over the last few days have set record highs at the Brisbane airport as poor New South Wales weather conditions continue to smash the east coast, causing major flight cancellations. Wind gusts reached up to 81 kilometres per hour at the airport over Wednesday night, matching the highest winds recorded during the ex-tropical cyclone Alfred. Winds are expected to ease today, however, with flights starting back up just in time for the New South Wales school holidays.
The Queensland and federal government have reached a $7.1 billion venue funding agreement for the 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games. The Commonwealth government will contribute $3.435 billion, while the Queensland state government will provide the remaining money. $1.2 billion in federal funds will go towards the new Victoria Park Stadium as investigative surveying for that project begins this week. The two governments will split construction costs of minor venues by 50-50.
And in national news, Gunlum Falls, the most popular waterfall in Kakadu National Park, is set to reopen to the public today after a six-year-long closure. A dispute between the traditional owners and Parks Australia saw the site close in 2019. Damage to a sacred site by a Parks Australia development caused a legal dispute that ultimately reached the High Court, resulting in the largest fine issued under the Northern Territory's sacred site laws. Following this, the park has now been restored to protect the sacred land sites and is reopening the campground and waterhole from 8am today.
Victorian Minister for the proposed suburban rail loop, Harriet Shing, has refused to discuss backup plans or exit strategies for the $34 billion project. The suburban rail loop plans to draw funding evenly from the Victorian government, the Commonwealth government, and value captures, which are levies on local developments near the stations. The project is currently requesting $9 billion from the Commonwealth government, on top of the $2.2 billion already provided by the Albanese government as part of a 2022 election commitment. Earlier this year, advisory body Infrastructure Australia stated low confidence in the state's ability to stay within the $34.5 billion budget and requested more detail, including an updated cost estimate and exit strategies from the project.
And in international news, House Republicans have passed Donald Trump's One Big Beautiful Law, now headed to the president himself to sign into law later today. After being delayed by Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries, the bill was ultimately passed with only two House Republicans voting against the measure. According to Jeffries, this bill will, quote, slash social safety net programs in order to offset the cost of making Trump's tax cuts permanent. The Democratic Party believes this bill is an assault on the American people, with groups promising to get the Republicans back for supporting a bill which forecasts millions of Americans to lose their health insurance.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with light winds. It's currently 11 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 21 and a minimum of 11. There is a low chance of rain across the city today. There is no fire danger, and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That is all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.